Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Stuart Public Library Director Lisa Sherman about the summer reading program and upcoming events at the library.
And so for kids looking for something to do this summer and their parents, what do we have going on this summer?
Well, what I was mentioning before about the children that are 5 years and older, we have programs on Mondays. Very, very interesting programs. We'll be bringing Molly Clark. She's with the Guthrie County Extension Office. Molly will be bringing STEAM programs, three of them.
Do the events all occur in 1 month or longer this summer?
Good question. Last year we had our summer reading program was entirely in the month of June. This year, because we want to keep kids reading throughout the summer, we've expanded that. So it starts June 3rd, and it will go until August 15th.
And what times and what days a week will the ages 5 and up group be meeting?
Well, I could take the rest of your program, but I won't. 5 and up, that would be June 3rd at 1:30. Molly Clark will be doing one of those STEAM programs. Ages 0 to 99 can show up at the following Mondays, whether it be the Blank Park Zoo on the 10th of June. June 17th, we have Jester Puppets coming back, and they are a community favorite. June 24th, we are offering a program by the Iowa Library for the blind and physically handicapped. So that was a great source that I found at a director's roundtable in Des Moines this spring.
And what day of the week are all these programs?
All of the programs of these programs, the great big ones, are on Mondays. They're all at 1:30 except for June 17th. That one will be at 10 o'clock, and that's our community favorite, the Jester Puppets.
And for the June events, is pre-registration required for these?
They are not required because you wouldn't believe how many grandparents are watching their grandchildren, so they don't know if they're coming or when they're not coming, so they can just show up the day of those big events. But to be in the reading program where you are accountable to yourself to read, that is what we need the registration for.
And there will be incentives for the readers?
Oh, yeah. I just found two new ones today, so I'm getting pretty excited. We're just kind of putting the frosting on the cupcake.
Metaphorically speaking?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. Moon landing, maybe we could have a little cherry on the frosting for the... Yeah. I like that. Good job.
Now you're just making me hungry. And then there are a couple other groups meeting this summer for those younger than 5?
That's right. So from birth to 4-year-olds, we have story time for children. We've had story time for children those ages all school year. Well, we don't want them to miss out on summer programming, so we're going to continue that, but we're only going to hold it on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock. So 0 to 4 with their parents, their grandparents, whomever is their guardian, will be coming Tuesdays at 10. It lasts a half hour. And the other Tuesdays, so it's like every other Tuesday, it's switching off. But the second Tuesday would then be yoga story time. And that has become a real hit. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. At the same time that the story time for the little kids is going on, we will have a group called Kidding Around. Now, Kidding Around group, that is for 5-year-olds and older. A lot of times the parents have the little guy, but they also have an older child, and they need still some supervision. So we will have planned reading, activities, crafts. There might be a surprise or two in there, knowing our library. So that's an added feature. So I'm excited about that. Again, that is 10 to 10:30 on Tuesdays. Oh, before I forget, do you mind if I mention the Lego Club?
Oh, sure.
Lego Club is for 5-year-olds and older, and that will be on Thursdays from 3 to 4, and that starts June 13th, and it runs through August 15th. Now, I know there are children younger than 5 that are perfectly capable to use the regular Legos, but anyone under 5, they'll be with the Duplos. I mean, that's just the way it rolls.
Then in July, your schedule for programming switches more to Fridays, that second half of the week. What sorts of things can kids enjoy then?
Well, we will be having Molly Clark back, and July 19th, so again, that's five-year-olds and older. July 16th, she's coming back with another STEAM class for us, again, the five-plus ages. July 20th is the 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon. We have a special family that will be doing screen printing. All you have to do is bring your t-shirt, maybe bring your polo, whatever you want, and then they will put their design on your shirt, and you're free to go. Of course, we do like to take a free will offering, but consider this a free program. Yeah. And then you can wear it also. Once everyone's got their t-shirt on, they can wear it around Scoop the Loop that night.
Fun way to celebrate the anniversary of that lunar landing. And then there's another anniversary or birthday, shall we say, in July?
Yes. Some of you may know Harry Potter's birthday. His birthday is July 31st. That's on a Wednesday. So we're going to do a Harry Potter birthday party for all ages. And hey, remember to wear your costumes. We're excited to eat some cake.
Lots of fun and events planned throughout the summer for kids, but adults don't have to miss out on the fun either, especially to do some reading this summer.
Yeah, I hear too often that parents or adults just don't have the time to read. And boy, maybe this will encourage them to come on in, check out what's new, check out what they love from their youth, whatever. But the summer reading program is expanding to adults in the way that we will have a fun bingo card. It's got just a bunch of opportunities, and it's not all about reading. It might be exploring your community, some other items. Anyway, we all know to get a bingo, you need five in a row. So once you get your bingo, you bring it in, and there are prizes for adults also.
Is that also how the kids' summer reading program is working, with a bingo card?
Right. Kids have their own bingo card, and then the adults have theirs. So we're looking forward to a really exciting summer reading program.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Stewart Public Library Director Lisa Sherman. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.